Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For all you gamblers out there, this is the segment you wait for each and every week to see what Chris Raybon has to say, the senior editor for the Action Network. Follow him on Twitter at Chris Raybon. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That line's moved a little bit on the Packer game. The over-under has moved a little bit as well, so we'll see what Chris thinks. It's brought to you by Bet America at Island Resort and Casino in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, the official sports book of the Big Show Network, on the web at islandresortandcasino.com. Now, tell me if I'm wrong here. I believe when I saw the line originally, it was around 3.5. Yesterday, when I checked, it was around 3 with the Packers as the favorite being the home team, and normally that's how it goes for the home team, gets those points. How do you look at this game and that spread?
Yeah, so this line has been moving a little bit at certain books. It's still at 3.5 at, I think, more books than not, but there has been some buck money. It's really kind of dependent on the sports book because overall 57% of the betting tickets and 65% of the money is on Green Bay. But there are certain books that are taking more Tampa money and whatnot. But I think that at that 3.5 number, that's when you're really interested in Tampa Bay, just because, you know, Green Bay playing extremely well. But we know there are no guarantees in the NFL. Tampa Bay matches up well with the Packers. So being able to get that extra half point on the hook there to where Green Bay could still win the game by a field goal, which is the most common result for an NFL game, and you still win your bet, that does have some value there.
Okay, so when we talk about over-unders and we talk about weather conditions aren't going to be good, Chris Raybon, in either of these games. They're saying 1 to 3 inches of snow maybe up in Green Bay, rain, sleet, possibly turning to snow in Kansas City. I would assume weather plays a big impact on this.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think we saw that in the Buffalo and Baltimore game, really take center stage. The wind is always the most concerning if you're looking for the total to go over, and that's why even though that Bucks-Packers total got as low as 50 and a half earlier in the week, we are now seeing it up to 52, and that is despite, you know, some weather concerns, as you mentioned. When you have precipitation and things like that on the ground, the offense, they know the play. They know where they're going. The defense has to react. So precipitation, absent of just winds in the mid-double digits, start getting up to 12, 13, 14-mile-per-hour winds. If you just have some precipitation, even if it's snow on the ground, that can actually help the over, which a lot of people may not quite realize.
He is Chris Raybon, senior editor for the Action Network. Follow him on Twitter at Chris Raybon. News just coming out a little bit ago, Antonio Brown listed as out for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is that big enough to affect anything as far as gambling goes?
I don't think it can. It could have been, I think, if this were, you know, the Steelers and you know, he was catching, you know, 150 balls a year from Ben Roethlisberger. But in this particular instance, you're maybe talking about, you know, a tenth of a decimal point or something like that. Remember, the Bucs are a deep team at wide receiver. You heard Joe Buck talk about Tyra Johnson and how much they like him. He made a big play last week. You also have Scott Miller, and you have two tight ends that can catch the football as well. So this doesn't hurt the Bucks as much, but I'm kind of curious as to what you guys think out there. Do we see Jair Alexander now shadow Mike Evans? They haven't really used him in shadow coverage since the first half of the season.
Well, and that's the one thing I'm interested to see as well, whether or not they'll do that. I tend to think that they probably won't do that in this football game. And the other thing that's interesting is Alexander, the smaller DB, King, the taller DB. Is that the better option to have him on Evans and then let Alexander deal with Godwin?
Yeah, it's a really fascinating kind of chess match here because Godwin also, goes in the slot a ton. So that I think in some way, shape, or form, it's hard to project, but I have a feeling Jair Alexander is going to have an impact on this game, and that is something to look at. But there are kind of some tactical decisions the Bucks could make. If they're not going to shatter, they could kind of put Miller or Johnson and try to waste Alexander on him if they're not going to move him inside on Godwin. So it's just Tampa Bay is equipped to kind of deal with this. Brown wasn't a part of the team for half of the season anyway. Tampa Bay is just going to have to show up on offense. I think that's really what gives them value in this spot. We know Aaron Rodgers is going to put up his points. We saw that against the Rams, over 500 yards of offense, but you did have the Tampa Bay team. We saw earlier in the year, they got some pressure and disrupted some things, and they have the offense on the other side to stay in it.
See, and for me, it's all about that Packers ground game and getting going. When you get a guy like Vita Vea back on that defensive line, that's never good for anybody's ground game to get going.
Yeah, absolutely. And this another one of these kind of fascinating tactical matchups where, do the Packers have that confidence in the run game? Because they ran very well, and the Rams, another good run defense. But this Buccaneers run defense, first in the league by most metrics, not quite as good maybe over the last five or six games, but still pretty much elite in that facet. So I think that you will see points in this game despite the weather, because if Green Bay gets up, we know Tampa Bay is willing to abandon the run. I think that Tampa Bay's matchup against Breeze last week was perfect for Tampa Bay in a lot of senses, because Breeze doesn't test you down the field. So Tampa could do something they haven't done as much this year, which is play press man. This week, a lot more things to worry about for them. So I think we will see some points in this game, and that's why you're seeing that total move up a bit. It's kind of a more public side in this case, but conference championship overs have hit at over a 60% rate going back over the last couple of decades. You tend to see the league's best offenses in these spots, and they tend to produce.
All right, so who do you like in this thing? Green Bay and Tampa, how are we leaning?
I'm going with Tampa Bay, just taking the value there and the over. This is a very efficient market this week. You see the lines look almost the same in both games. You're talking about 3, 3.5. But I think you always want to take the points, especially when you can get the hook. In this case, and especially when you saw Tampa Bay be one of the few teams, really the only team, that had success against Aaron Rodgers this year.
Thank you so much for coming on, Chris Raybon. We'll do this again next week, it looks like. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
There is Chris Raybon of the Action Network. Follow him on Twitter at Chris Raybon. Brought to you by Bet America at Island Resort and Casino in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, the official sports book of the Big Show Network, on the web at islandresortandcasino.com. You, of course, joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.